A new recent report has revealed that Connecticut is experiencing a surge in fatal and non-fatal overdoses across the state. Between May 16th and June 6th of just this year, there have been 61 suspected fatal overdoses statewide. And according to the report, there's been noticeable clustering along the I-95 and I-91 corridors. So we wanted to check in with Kids in Crisis. It's a nonprofit that provides temporary housing and comprehensive medical, educational, and therapeutic support services specifically for children of all ages in Fairfield County. In fact, according to its website, it is the only Connecticut agency that can house children from newborn to age 18, regardless of gender. Joining us now is Karina Restepo, Assistant Director for Outreach and Prevention Services at Kids in Crisis. And Karina, for you and your team, what was your reaction to this most recent report?
Thank you for having us today. So our reaction is really that we're shocked. You know, I think we've been hearing about overdoses, we've been hearing about fentanyl, we've been hearing about this crisis for a while, but this news about this spike has been really alarming, and we want to make sure that people are aware about it and that the word is getting out there, because this is now very close to home. These spikes happened in New Haven County, Hartford County, and very much can be coming down the line closer to our area as well.
What are you seeing? You know, you guys are talking to the kids who are in need of your services, and what are they saying to you about, you know, the flow of drug trafficking and just how easy it is? I mean, you could go on social media and get your hands on drugs that have been laced with fentanyl, for example. I mean, it's just become incredibly easy for these substances to land in the wrong hands.
Yeah, unfortunately, especially now with social media, it is very accessible for youth. And of course, from town to town, it's very accessible as well. And what we are seeing, especially with things like Snapchat, we want to educate our parents, especially of the symbols, because we know that a lot of the times our youth are getting these substances through speaking, through friends, through people, through social media apps. So there's actually a lot of symbols that we can look out for to see if our youth are using them, to see what they're talking about on these apps. And a lot of the times these, you know, they think they're buying something like a Xanax or a Percocet or an Adderall, and things that are laced with fentanyl very much look like a counterfeit pill, and it's really hard to tell just by looking at it. And for the most part, it's an accident. You know, they think they're buying something and then they're getting something else, unfortunately.
So again, we have Karina Restepo here, and I do know that Kids in Crisis, they provide, again, emergency shelter, crisis counseling, and community education programs for children of all ages and certainly families who are facing crisis. So Karina, would you say that the mention in this report talking about the I-95, I-91 corridors and seeing these upticks, like you've mentioned, Hartford County, Fairfield County, are you surprised by that or not really, only because we've seen, for example, human trafficking, we've seen an uptick in recent years, again, mentioning those corridors being a big reason for that?
No, I mean, we're not surprised. You know, we know that substances containing fentanyl and now laced with other substances as well, you know, people are using veterinary tranquilizers in these substances, which are making them much more fatal. That's what we're seeing. So we're not surprised that, you know, our access to these main highways and corridors are allowing them to come down our way. But we do want to let people know that there's resources in these areas as well. And Kids in Crisis being one of the resources that you can reach out to for things such as Narcan trainings. It's a great time to educate yourself and also to educate anybody that you know about the resources that are out there for opioid prevention.
So obviously entities like Kids in Crisis, certainly a very important agency that is already addressing this. Karina, from your professional opinion, what else can be done to address this? I mean, when you see that we're you know, seeing increases in fatal overdoses. Obviously, you'll have families and you know, different people worried about that, especially for youth. What can be done? What are some simple things that should be happening either at home or maybe in schools, out in public? What do you suggest?
Well, I think some of the main things are starting the conversations early with your children, not being afraid to talk to them about substance use, what is being seen out right now. You know, this is a conversation starter, something you can talk to your child about in the car, especially if they're of teenage years or going off into college. It's really important conversation to be having. Also, learning the facts about fentanyl. You know, what is it? Why are substances more fatal now? Doing your own research and understanding what these substances might look like. Keeping Narcan on hand. In some communities, there's a regional behavioral health organizations in almost every region. So you have access to people that can give it to you for free. It also is accessible in, you know, local pharmacies and things like that now as well. So keeping it on hand, knowing how to use it, because even if it's not somebody close to you, you might just be out in the community and at an airport or somewhere where you might need it. You never know. The other thing would be to store your own medication safely. You know, there's safe ways to get rid of your prescription medications, opioids. There's things such as Deterra bags that can properly dispose of your medication. There's medication drop boxes in every community. So I think those are some of the main things that can be done.
And I would think, too, Karina, to your point where we talk about, you know, even having those conversations as early as need be, if you have kids who have access to technology, and I'm not talking about their Chromebooks at school, but rather their cell phones or social media, certainly, I think, you know, I'm not sure if you agree, but monitoring. I mean, unfortunately, you'll have even college-age students who are getting Adderall, for example, online and not realizing that when they get those drugs. I can't tell you, working in the news, how many times I've then found out that a kid either came close to or did, in fact, pass away thinking they were having a harmless drug. You know, it's important that you, I would imagine, are monitoring certainly who they're talking to, what they're doing online, but also making sure that if, in fact, they need to get different medications, that they're going to reputable sources in order to do so.
Absolutely. Yes, that's crucial, especially because teens, they don't recognize some of the risks that there are in buying something online. So it is really up to parents to put that supervision.
And I am going to put the full detailed report on our website, voiceofct.com. But Karina, if people want to reach out to Kids in Crisis, they want to learn more, connect with your team, what do you suggest they do?
They can definitely reach out to me. They can reach out. We have a website, kidsincrisis.org, where we have a lot of our resources. We also run a local prevention council here in Greenwich called Greenwich Together, and there's greenwichtogether.org, which is full of resources, both about overdose. There's also resources about everything we just talked about, you know, recognizing some of those symbols on apps, how to talk to your kids. All of that. We also have a monthly newsletter that goes out with a bunch of prevention resources. So subscribing to our newsletter as well.
And Karina Restepo, I want to thank you and your entire team with Kids in Crisis for what you do and for taking the time to talk about this here on WICC. It is so vitally important. And so I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're very welcome. Again, Karina Restepo, who is the Assistant Director for Outreach and Prevention Services at Kids in Crisis. And I am going to put that detailed report on our website, voiceofct.com. There are some really unbelievable factoids that have been highlighted in this report. Again, this is coming from the Overdose Response Strategy, part of the CDC Foundation and Public Health and Public Safety Partnership. And when it looks at Connecticut's numbers, I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. It says here on June 2nd, there were 44 EMS reported overdoses statewide, the highest single day total since July of 2024. June 3rd, I should say, 37 reported overdoses, making it the third highest overdose day. And then seeing again, patterns that are really troubling. So I would definitely check out that report in full. And as mentioned before, Karina giving some really great advice for families to address this before there could be a problem down the road. That's really important.